Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Or have you ever been on a film set?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, well, I've been on a film set. We're not even allowed to tell anyone what film set you're on.
You can tell them the old story.
Duh. What do you mean, like? Oh, yeah. You were in a film. What was the name of the film? Brendan was in a film, lads. Welcome. How are you?
He was a butler in a romantic comedy drama that was filmed out
in Madrid. He was. You won't believe this now. He was Russell Crowe's Mickey double in a deleted scene from Gladiator.
Ah, okay.
He was the only one that could hang at the same angle as Russell had, and people would know, like, they'd say, that's not Russell's Mickey.
I have a question now for you regarding Gladiator.
He was Phil from EastEnders, whatever. He was his back of a head double.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he got... You know Ross Kemp, whenever he used to go abroad?
Yeah.
Ross Kemp in danger. He was never in danger. That was Brendan in danger. Yeah.
Do you know Damon in House of Dragons? He was also Prince Charles in some of the Crown episodes, but it looks a small bit like Brendan.
Oh, right, okay. What's House of Dragons?
House of Dragons is the Game of Thrones kind of spin-off.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Come here. They want to stop spinning off, man, because they're going to spin off the Edge of the Earth with all these spin-offs.
Wow, that was good.
Apparently. You're into Star Wars, aren't you?
And Star Trek.
Oh, sorry. Oh, geez, that was like mad instructed. How dare you?
I know, the Star Wars thing is just daft.
So
pure daft.
It is pure daft.
It's not realistic at all.
Stargate is like.
It is.
Pure realistic.
Yeah, it is. Very realistic. And so is Star Trek.
But there's a lot of trouble, and there could be some Star Warsy gentlemen out there, and women.
Yeah.
Probably not, though. Women, probably mostly fellas, out there who listen to us. Apparently, there's awful trouble with them just bringing out shite every year.
Oh, that's what they're doing now.
So Disney bought the rights to us, and apparently, now I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy, Kendi, but apparently one of the big things they're doing is like, they're like rewriting the show. So they're like, do you remember all that stuff we told you there in the films?
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. They were actually like pansexual lesbians who
ruled the world. Oh, it's gone all woke.
Yeah, it's gone.
That happened to Star Trek too.
It did it.
Yeah, there was a series.
Pansexual lesbians.
There was a series called Discovery where it got pure woke.
Yeah.
Now, I can't comment on the wokeness because I'll get... obviously lynched publicly.
You would be cancelled.
I'll be cancelled. So we can't possibly...
Sure, they can't cancel us because no one owns us. We own ourselves. That's the truth, though. Yeah. If you don't like us, come here. Kendi's Facebook status. If you don't like what I say, you think I'm bitchy, is it? No, but the wokeness does be killing stuff now.
It's gone too woke.
And I am woke.
Yeah.
I'm all for...
Star Trek started out as the most misogynistic show that ever happened.
Yes!
The way it was...
Let's bang the table rip.
The lads that land on the planet, all the women and fall for them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at James Bond. James Bond couldn't complete the mission until he blew a big...
load.
James Bond, like, hang on a minute, I saved the world in minutes. Yeah. I just want to lay this woman down.
He needed a clear head.
He needed a clear everything. That fella, he couldn't be going out there with bodily fluids.
You know the way he'd be thinking.
He'd be weighing him down.
He wasn't thinking straight. Next thing, he just tip up to the room there now. No. Happy out.
And like, you wanted to be a very powerful woman.
She would.
I used to love that about James Bond films. Oh my God, your one. What was your one's name? Pussy Magnus or something. What was her name?
Pussy Galore.
Yeah, right?
Pussy Magnus.
All of them. And Mrs. No and all of them ones that used to be in the James Bond films.
Did you remember the one in GoldenEye? I think she tried to, she was the Russian one, she tried to kill him with her thighs.
Did she try to choke him out of us?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing, it'd be a great way to go. The one down. Did you hear what happened to Kendi? He got suffocated by a hooer.
I don't know. I think if I was in that situation, I'd be very sad. I think this is an awful way to go.
Yeah, but like of all the ways, you could burn, you could drown, you could be in a car accident, all that stuff.
Sleep.
You could die in your sleep. Well, die in your sleep, you're all right now.
That's
be good
the nicest of all of them.
Yeah, but in terms of like, I got suffocated in between the legs of a hooer. I mean... it's not the worst thing in the world. But what I was going to say was, they all started, they were all big, powerful women.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stand up to James Bond, and I'm not going to fall for this shit. Give it a half an hour into us, and they'd be going, oh, lay me down in the bed.
Yeah.
Come on.
James Bond never changed, and
it shouldn't change. Yeah. Well, they're trying to change him as well now. They're trying to walkify him as well.
Have you seen any of the clips of the new Gladiator movie? Gladiator 2.
Is there another Gladiator film?
There's a new Gladiator with Paul Mescal.
You're joking. He's going around in JA shorts. Is it in the Coliseum? No, Crow Park.
Paul
Ireland minor final, Gladiator 2.
But also, Denzel Washington is in it. And the first trailer came out this evening. And
it did it.
It's sad. I'm sad to think, because everything was going well until Denzel Washington appeared. Simply being Denzel Washington in Rome.
He can't act as anything else but Denzel.
He can't, and it's really, it takes you out of it straight away. So you're seeing all this wonderful CGI and wonderful graphics, and you're in Rome, and you're going, this is amazing. Next thing Denzel goes,
That is training day. Like all of a sudden, it's 1994.
Yeah, hey man, I'm going to, I can't do that.
I I just realized you were about to fucking do an impression.
I know, but I'm not able to do an impression of it.
No, but I'm just saying it wouldn't have been. We're on about wokeness.
Wouldn't have been good.
It wouldn't have been hugely racially sensitive now, I would have said, for you to do a Denzel voice, let's call it. Anyway, the misogyny is out of the way. Anyway, everything's getting walked out of it. But come here. Go
do
on,
you
sorry.
Regularly say I can't lie? Or I won't lie?
I say I won't lie a good bit.
Why?
I won't lie to you now.
I don't expect you to.
Because it lets people. No, I have a different version of it. And some people will probably say I use this too much. But I always say to people, because I know that the key to a good story is exaggeration.
Right.
But if I'm telling a story and it's true,
yeah.
I always say to you, I promise I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
so
not too bad.
I'd say to you, I promise I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this, Ray.
Yeah.
18 of them came off the bus in the nip.
Right.
And that would have happened.
That, I don't mind that. Yeah. It seems to be that I can't lie or I won't lie. I can't lie. Has become.
Hang on, no.
I know.
You're watching too much Love Island.
I am, but it's bothering me in that.
Unbelievable.
They say it all the time. And I'm sitting there going, I don't expect you to lie to me. Why do you have to keep reassuring me about the lies?
These people have certain problems with their life. These are not the people to be looking up to for any kind of...
Okay. Well, I've heard it in other areas as well.
Don't put them on pedestals, these people.
Alan Clark said it in his podcast.
Well, I can't lie. The thing about the Alan Clark podcast, did he actually? No, it is a thing that people say, like, for sure. Like, and he's allowed to say it because leave him alone.
Probably his saying.
You're putting him up there now with all the Love Island people.
Sorry.
He nearly was the Love Island people. Did you hear what happened with him and Rachel Crotty?
Who?
Do you not see? Am I the
Rachel,
only one? Is that her name? Rachel Crotty?
Rachel
it?
Gary.
Gary, sorry. Yeah. Is that someone else?
No,
should we block that name out?
No,
in case
I don't
it is
know who
someone?
That is. But yeah, if there is a Rachel Crotty out there, please say hi.
No, I want to make sure it's not someone I know, and then I'm like, oh, I messed up their name.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know
oh,
that.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're mixing up things. Thanks, Brendan, for bringing that subject up.
I have one mutual friend with her, so it is someone I know.
Oh, great. Never mind. It's okay.
No, it's actually not. It's actually not someone I know. Anyway, I don't know why that name is in me. But anyway, everyone thought that he was...
engaged.
Imagine if you were that famous. Like, if you look at her now, that she... Like, a girl like that... I think she has, like, a million followers or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were her and, like, you can't do anything. Every post you put up.
Yeah.
So we get... Let's say we get 100 comments on our TikTok videos.
Yeah, over a period of about 9 weeks.
Yeah, over a period of a year's videos.
Yeah, a year's videos.
No, but I mean, let's say five of them are usually people going, look at these two flutes.
Yes, there.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
She gets that 5% as well.
Yeah.
But it's over 1,000. Like, so there's 500, am I good? 50 people are telling her or whatever, you know, over two. It must be impossible to live a life at all.
I don't know how she does it.
If we ever did, I don't know if it's worth it.
It's a good job we're where we are.
Thank God we're never going to make it. Do you ever thank the Lord above we're never going to make it?
Every day thank the Lord above.
The only thing I will say about us making it as podcasters would be it's obviously hard work and stuff, but I'd love to see what it's like. I'd love to see if we could, like, if you could stop working in the civil service.
Oh God,
is that possible?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do you think you would?
Oh, you could take a career break.
You've taken about 30 career breaks.
I haven't. I've never taken a career break. It's the holy grail of what I could do. I've taken a good bit of shorter working year, which is a great thing when you shorten your working year.
Is that what that does? I never knew.
Yeah, it was introduced when the government had no money and they said, we can't pay everybody.
So hopefully they went on
extended
speaking of
holidays.
Government having no money, we talk about the HC in a minute again.
Oh, yeah.
But go on. I've
never taken a career break. So if it's a case that we do ever make it anyways middling at all, then yes, I'll apply for the career break.
Okay, that brings up my next question for you.
Yes, sure.
You're a teacher.
I'm not.
Okay. Ray, close your eyes for a minute.
Okay.
Will you get a whiteboard?
My eyes are closed.
Okay. Let's say you're a teacher, you're a civil servant, which means you can now open your eyes because you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about a bunch of people here.
Yeah.
Right.
You're allowed to take career breaks.
Yes.
I know loads of teachers who take career breaks.
Yep.
Do you get paid?
No.
So what happens during that career break? How do you
make some money?
Yourself? Yeah.
You're doing something else.
Oh, you do something else in the meantime.
You could work in a coffee shop. You could become self-employed. And
can you sign on the rock and roll?
Homes. What?
Can you sign on the rock and roll?
Absolutely not.
No, you can't. That's good. I was going to say that because I was going to give out that, like, me as self-employed, I can't decide to take a career break, but I can't.
Oh, no, you can.
I can. Anyone
can
just take a career break.
You can take a career break right now.
In fact, a lot of people are hoping I will around pubs in Sligo. I wonder about that if I'd ever take a break.
Yeah. So, self-employed, and you don't have to apply to anybody. You can just, that's it. Now
I'm done. Yeah, that's me done. I had a great moment in a really kind of harsh moment too. I was gigging twice on Saturday in Sligo.
Yeah, working hard.
So I did 7 to 9 in Maves and then I went to another pub then and from 10 to 12.
Yes.
And there was a couple out for a drink.
Oh, no.
7 to 9 in Maves.
And they went to the other pub.
Enjoyed the gig and they landed into the pub and they looked at me and I could see the missus saying to the husband, I don't believe it.
I don't believe
She wasn't doing a funny thing like, haha, look at this.
Did they think
she was like, I don't believe we're listening to this fella again.
Did they think that it was like some sort of a joke on them that the camera going to jump out?
Yeah, you like in every pub in the town, regardless of what time it is. Like, I was going to make it say a terrible quote there, but I won't. Yeah. Do you see how I'm catching myself a lot doing
that? Yeah, you're very good now. Yeah, you're very good.
Anyway, it was awful for them. I do apologise to them.
You wanted to speak again about the HC.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I got inside knowledge.
Great. You found out what's wrong.
I found out what's wrong.
And how to fix it.
We have the fix right here.
Lovely.
It is to get rid of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and
say
the Green
that.
Party.
They're great.
And Sinn Féin.
No, they're all, that's essentially the entire political establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's tear it. Anarchists.
No.
We have to become anarchists.
Can't. No, it's too expensive.
No.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how much an anarchist to pay for insurance? Like, there's no insurance company in the world that'll go, so what do you do for a living? I'm an anarchist.
We're all anarchists.
Well, I'm not trusting you not to break up that car.
So, wait to hear this. So, we put it out and then a podcast listener who I won't say their name just in case because they have a quite a substantial job in the HSC, right?
In the HSC.
And the HSC.
Yeah.
And they work very hard.
So you're telling me this is a whistleblower?
I guess you could call it a whistleblower. Yeah. But they're not giving any knowledge. They're just letting me know what, I'm sure people know this, like it's not a whistleblown knowledge.
Okay.
He's not about to tell me, you won't believe this, like the boys fucking land in a truck every day when we get kicked out.
Take all the money.
And we don't, it's not that. Like.
And all the x-ray scans.
So Kendi was listening to episode 250.
Right.
There is a HSC recruitment embargo.
Oh.
No jobs for anybody.
Right.
Basically, the HSC were dishing out too much money for all sorts. And now they're like, right, let's put an embargo on the nurses, the physios, the OTs, speech and language, etc.
Oh.
In addition to that, anyone who leaves the HSC for whatever reason, traveling, maternity leave, are not being backfilled. So their jobs
replaced.
Are replaced.
Yes. Backfilled sounds hurtful.
Well, I got backfilled one time.
It's like
I didn't walk for a week.
Really. Someone filled your bag.
I needed the HSE because I got backfilled one time. I couldn't walk right for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
That is putting staffing levels under serious pressure across all sectors.
Sorry, I should be making light of this, but I'm just imagining now the video titles.
Stop thinking about me getting me back filled in.
So
an awful state of affairs and there is no sign of the recruitment freeze being lifted.
Yeah.
We know about half the country is heading off to Oz and now the new graduates can't even get a job in the HSE now. So the number that are leaving the country is unfortunately going to continue to
rise. You kind of have to go because it's not
your
local health service is hiring.
You're not getting jobs here.
Except for the old private hospitals.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a job in a private hospital. How many are there in Ireland?
A good few.
Like, but is there enough to
not
for all the nursing?
No.
So, that's the problem. Well, that's one of the problems from an inside source.
Yeah.
The whistleblower
Fair
himself.
Fair play to you, whistleblower.
Well, we have to give him a whistleblower name. Yeah. We'll come up with that for you next week.
Leo. We'll call him Leo.
We'll call him Gladiator the Great.
Why?
Because you
that
were mentioned
like an
Gladiator.
Internet. Why can't we just call him Leo?
Let's call him Leo 02625 at... A shite like MSN name. Do you remember MSN?
No,
oh, Lord.
Didn't have that in the countryside.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, Lord above, we had MSN. Oh, yeah. Christ above.
You were privileged.
Oh, Windows 95 was... Windows 98 was really when it all kicked off.
Yeah.
Anyway, the HSC, that's what's happening. So then what's happening to these nurses is they're going, I'm just going to get out of here then.
Yep.
So...
And that's why Eoin Nicola was waiting 2.5 hours for a hand doctor.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something else.
Hand.
She had to get a job done in her hand.
She had to get a job done. Why didn't we think of that last week? So you're telling me Nicola had to get a job done in her hand?
That's the way to say it now.
Yeah.
But don't say it any other way.
It's a hand job.
That's exactly what I said, don't say it.
But
really.
That's what it is, though.
Ah, you made it crude. You're disgusting. But it does show you the problem. Like, I mean, does the whole thing need to be fucking burnt to the ground?
No. They just need to lift the embargo, but the sounds of it. That seems to be the simple... Like, let's just staff things.
Yeah, but they don't want to spend the money. The money is all gone to other stuff. So they've said, no, we're not spending that money anymore.
There's definitely money somewhere in an account that we haven't looked at.
So they should really do that then.
Yeah.
So are we calling on the government? Will you please?
No, we can't call on the government. We are not that kind of podcast.
Okay. Can I say, I really wish that the government staff the HSE properly again.
Yeah.
Because they're playing with people's lives.
And then Nicholas Hand jobs wouldn't take as long.
No, Nicholas Hand jobs.
He wouldn't be at it for 2.5 hours. It'd be quicker. She'd be in and out in 5 minutes. And everybody'd be happier.
Oh, fuck. Oh, sweet Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I was going to say something else now, and I don't even care.
Yep.
I actually don't even care what I was going to say now. Because it doesn't matter.
I mean, will I ask you a question? Or did you want to finish any more on the... You're finished.
Nicholas Handjob is finished.
That's what tends to happen.
It's over.
Do you know how you can tell... Can you tell the difference between a millennial and a Gen Zer?
No. Oh, I'm really glad. I was only thinking about this week.
If you were out and about, if you see a bunch of people...
I am a millennial.
That is born in...
I was born in 1991.
Yeah, I think millennials are anything from 1984, 85 through to like...
95?
2004.
True 2004.
And then a Gen Zer, I think.
Is 2004 after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something in along the lines of that.
I traipse across, but there's a couple of things you'll notice about... would I know one in the wild, is what you're saying.
Would you know one by the way they looked?
I will now,
What are the aspects of their outfitting, we'll say, that would immediately tell you that they're...
Okay, so a millennial will be wearing skinny jeans.
Right.
A Gen Zer will be wearing ridiculous baggy jeans.
Yeah, like Joey Essex and Love Island.
Is that what he does?
I'm really enjoying all the baggy jeans. It's like, all I was wearing when I was a younger man was a baggy jean.
Yeah.
And everybody's laughing at me.
Yeah, I know, but...
Turns out it's trendy now.
Yeah, we, in the noughties, we adapted the skinny jean.
Good job. I kept them all, Laura.
2008, I started wearing my first skinny jean.
Right, okay.
So, that'll be the first thing. But we'll wear skinny... They won't wear skinny jeans anymore.
Yes.
We would probably... Now, even though I'm wearing them now, and I get that, if you're talking about the female side of it,
yes,
a female millennial will be wearing ankle socks.
This is what I want to
talk
about.
And a female Gen Zer will be wearing Nike or Reebok socks over their leggings.
Now, let's step away from the women for a minute.
I'm not stepping away from any woman, Ray. I won't be told that again. Do you know how many people have told me that? I'm sick of hearing this.
Where, if you...
A judge.
If you're... Lift your boot there now. Where is the sock on your leg?
Now, I'm wearing a Gen Z sock.
Well, let's see it.
I'm just letting you know that.
Oh my God, it's pulled up full height.
Well, I mean, that's not really full height.
Will it go up any further?
Now, I will wear mostly ankle socks, to be honest.
Yeah, but this is... I've seen you in this all the time.
Yeah. Oh, can you not see it, Brendan? I can't fucking move like that. Jeez, for anyone on Patreon, can you see that?
Massive amounts of flexibility.
Okay, make sure that the focus goes back to my face, will you?
But yeah, so this there was a clip on the TikTok about a gentleman. He was a millennial,
yeah.
And he says that first of all, he said they thought it was a joke. Us millennials, we thought this whole pulling socks up thing—that's a joke, isn't
it? Is it a sock thing you're on about?
It's a sock thing I'm on
about.
I'm
mad that I said
you
that.
You got
then.
The sock, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't fucking congratulate me.
I'm congratulating you now.
Come on,
the main man. Well done. The thing about the socks thing, as a young fella, if I wore the socks high, I get bet up. This gentleman on TikTok said high socks were an indication that someone was a geek.
Yes.
A Poindexter.
Yes, a Poindexter.
If you're watching an American television show and someone had their socks pulled up really high,
yes,
you immediately knew they were geeky.
Yes,
a nerd,
that's right.
Right? There are probably, and he made a very good point. He said, I'm sure there's still children who accidentally wore their socks high of a day that are still called to this day socks.
High sock.
Yeah.
Oh, high sock.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doing the Irish terms.
And now it's like it's the opposite. You can't wear an ankle sock now.
Yeah, no, like they're laughing at us for wearing ankle socks. Ray, am I right in saying this? For the last, let's say, 12 years, let's call it 12 years.
Let's call it 12.
We have only wore ankle socks. We even wore suits with ankle socks and short pants.
There was a time there where men would go to a wedding and they wouldn't even wear a sock.
They wouldn't wear a sock, but they'd have a little, what they call a pop sock.
A little
on.
Pop sock, yeah.
I have been known, if you look up any video of me from, I don't know, 2014 maybe.
Yeah.
I did RTE up for the match,
yes.
Right, a couple of years ago, live on television with my jeans rolled up and no socks on.
Absolutely.
That's our generation. They wouldn't do that now.
No.
They wouldn't do that.
But yet you've adapted.
I've adapted a little bit.
Is it just so you're not singled out for ridicule?
I quite liked this style and I would have liked to have done it when I was young.
Okay.
That's what it is. So I like this fight back on the high sock.
Yeah.
But I will say...
Would you bring it to the baggy jean?
No. Why? I won't bring back the baggy jean, but I just like it with shorts. That's all. Yeah. I just like doing this when I have short... Because it makes me look like I'm... a hiker, which I'm not.
I can't physically wear a high sock.
No.
You know, if I put on a sock and I pulled it up, I wouldn't feel right with myself.
But what about a friend of ours like Shawnee B, who would not only wear a white sock, but he'd wear
He's able to stand over it. I can't. Literally stand over it. I can't. No.
But you're okay wearing stupid blue sandals.
What? They're not stupid.
But you won't wear a high sock. Like.
They are one of the most trendy pieces of clothing I own.
They are the worst things ever known to in the history of man.
No,
it's amazing
they're
you're
beautiful.
Married. But the...
It's the reason I'm married.
Why is it so physically impossible for you to wear a white sock?
I don't know. Maybe it's the PTSD from the shite kicking out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you just couldn't. It was a social construct that you couldn't break.
Now, the only people that could break it, Ray, and this is probably going way too far into this for what it should have been. You probably thought this would take 2 minutes.
2 minutes, and then we'll be moving on to the next thing.
Do you remember, and Lord rest us, I can't believe it, they turned Kerrang off last week. It had its last broadcast.
Sad.
Kerrang was my turnover.
You're coming nicely into my next section, actually.
Good, so that's good. But Kerrang was my turnover. When I turned 11 and 12 and we got Sky TV and we saw Kerrang, we couldn't believe we were watching.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They turned it off last week, but the guys that you would have seen on Kerrang, you're talking, you're bowling for soups.
Bowling for
you're
soups.
You're some 40 ones.
The corns.
You're good Charlottes. The corn, well, not corn, but the
corn
good Charlottes. No, they were on it, but
it.
I'm on about these particular post-punk bands or whatever call. They would have all been known to be skateboarders, and they would have wore high socks because they would have brought the trend back.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I mean? They would have, it's like owning the word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some ethnic groups will re-own a word, which I think is deadly. They take the power out of us. They took the power out of the high sock. Again, I love how interested you are in this. It's actually good, I have to say.
No!
Jeez, you're flying into this one,
Ray. I was trying to line up the neck because I realised how far it buried it inside the phone of myself. So they brought the big sock back.
Anyway, how did I transform you into Kerrang?
You were
like, oh, that brings me on to my next point.
My next thing.
Because I obviously missed with that one, Brendan, big time there. He absolutely zoned out.
I didn't.
He just started looking at his phone. Have you ever seen anyone on a podcast just start looking at their phone in the middle?
Didn't mean to. I'm awful sorry. Anyway, see, can you guess this song, right?
Oh, Savage.
Yeah, so these are 80s versions of songs. Got it?
No.
That is Blink-182, All the Small Things, 1980s.
It's not even the same chords, though.
No, well, it's a lot of na-nas. Okay, that's the best example. All right, we'll try this
one. Hang on. No,
right, no,
sorry, just stop for one sec.
Right, okay.
Now that I finally get the game.
Yeah.
This will, you just said to me, this is an AC song.
Yeah.
And you just started, I was like, what? Now I know what you're doing. This now is interesting.
Okay.
I'm into it. How many have you?
I have a few.
Give me 15.
Here's another one, okay?
Two trailer park girls go around the outside. That is Eminem.
Yes. A very different Eminem. Back.
Wow. That is class.
What about
that is it. That is System of a Down. Chop Suey?
Yeah!
Wake up! Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I want to fucking beat him,
Yeah, what about this one?
I think
one?
He took a mother to the stable. Do hustle, ah, that's fucking Rammstein.
This is so nice.
I feel bad saying them so early. No one's going to know Rammstein, though. That's the only problem.
Who nine.
Who's doing them? Is that AI?
It's a WTF vinyl.
But is it AI generated music?
I don't know. Like, there's another one here, the Cranberries. If the Cranberries were in the 80s,
they weren't far off that.
Yeah. It's kind of Enya buzz.
It is very Enya.
Yeah. And then.
That is an 80s song, or is it 90s?
It is, it is. It's Porn on Blonde.
Yeah, but when were they around?
Oh, they were around 90s.
Oh.
But this would have been them in their 80s. it's very good, isn't it?
Now, have you noticed that?
Come here.
I really like that too, but have you noticed that people are going back that way? Have you heard of a woman called Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes. Espresso. Yeah.
No, that's not a van that you see tipping around like Sabrina Carpenter for all your woodwork. You know, like it's not. Because you'd see the lot. No, she is. Have you heard her sound?
I have heard her sound.
Dare I say, and I can't believe the words are about to come out of my mouth.
You like it?
What a fantastic sound that is.
She's marvellous.
They're all gone back to the 80s. Yeah. If you listen to a song by a guy called Harry Styles, he used to be in One Direction.
He did.
He has a song called As It Was. Yeah. And that is a fucking 80s song.
So it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Richard Astley, or Ricky Astley, he did a version
he's massive
of it.
Now. The 80s stuff is back.
The 80s. It's the 80s coming back. The 80s is coming back huge, Ray. And Sabrina is Carpenter with Espresso and Please, Please, Please. She is doing. Do you hear me on about the proper music? Now, the one thing I will say, and I'm going to probably be playing it tonight as well, and I don't, and I know it was number one, but for that Shibuki,
what?
And Shibuki. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. What an awful song that is! Like,
which one?
Come
is that
on, now. If that's what I think, Sabrina Carpenter's class. Maybe she is number one.
Who is Shibuki?
Shibuki is a fella. Yeah. I presume it's a fella. He does that song. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody
like a
with a one shot of whiskey. Yeah, but don't insult
the country.
Insult country.
Is there another one with Mazzella Post Malone?
Mazzella kill you. He's a one-man show going out to who the fuck.
But doesn't Post Malone have an old country?
Post Malone is a good song, house. Yeah. So that's actually a good song.
Yeah.
But I think that Shibuki was number one.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I'm not even exaggerating when I say this.
No, I'm not. I can't lie.
Is that his name? Is that his name, Brendan?
Brendan will go looking for Shibuki and backfilling as well on
the song is
website.
Called The Bar Song. The Bar Song.
Oh, it is an awful song, in fairness.
Like, no, it's an alright song, but it shouldn't be. You're just like, oh, how is this the song that's kicking off? Like,
Shibuzi.
Oh, Shibuzi.
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 Yeah, shit song.
Yeah, it is shit song.
Mark, go on. What day of the week are you? Now, it should come straight to mind. If you were a day of the week, what day would it be?
I'm kind of a Wednesday.
Great. I'm delighted you were straight with that now.
Well, yeah, you didn't give me a chance.
No, but you're not supposed to, because you know it should immediately come to you.
Yeah.
So I'll let everybody at home now figure it out. But I'm going to tell you what a Wednesday is. Let's see, does this describe you?
Oh, wow.
Wednesdays, you beautiful creatures, are the glue of your friendship groups. It's lies already.
Fuck.
Your calm demeanour allows you to be the person that everyone opens up to and feels safe with. You are not a Wednesday.
I've definitely got this wrong.
You're level-headed and known for never rushing into anything.
Nope, not true.
You're usually the forgotten soul amongst other louder personalities. You're not that either.
That is definitely not true.
One of your biggest strengths is listening to making you the keeper of all secrets. You don't even like secrets.
Sorry. That part's a little bit true because, number one, I don't like secrets, but me and Nicola have this... Did we talk about this before?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like me and Nicola have this... I'll brush over it then. There's a thing that happens like where Nicola will find out knowledge. Yeah. Perhaps about you, like. You know, Laura might tell her something about you.
Oh, yeah, the whole time telling her.
Right?
Yeah.
But when it was time to tell her.
Yeah.
And then Nicola would say, did you hear what happened to Ray? And I'd be like, yeah, Ray told me that a couple months ago.
And then
Nicola's like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And I'd say, because Ray told me not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Ray told me not to tell you, so I didn't tell you.
Confidence.
Yeah.
That's the thing with relationships. You're not really, you know, are you
I'm lying to
tell
her every day. Don't be telling her anything. I have a great motion. All right, write this down. Kendi's relationship. This must be like number 60.
Yeah.
At this stage.
Yeah.
Don't be telling them anything.
Right.
I'm not saying lie to them. Mm. Just don't be telling them anything.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just to I've noticed this lately as well. Shutting up is very effective.
Oh, it's my favourite pastime.
And if you ever are inclined to speak, don't.
Yeah. Don't speak, because they'll know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
They don't need no reason.
Yeah.
They'll make it so you hurt. Don't. No, honestly, stay out of it. You know what Nicola says to me? Well, you're here. You're not going to believe what this one did. I don't believe it. I just go, you're joking. And then that's it. So I don't do any advice.
Fairness.
None of them make any sense.
I'm awful sorry. So you're not a Wednesday. So what are you then?
Okay, let me give guess number two,
but
please.
No, don't guess. As in, think about it for a second.
No, no. Monday.
Shut up, Brendan. We know you're a Monday.
I'm a Sunday.
Are you?
I'm a Sunday.
Oh, I'm back to Sunday here then, so.
Come on, I'm a Sunday.
Right, here we go. Flick through the cards.
I'll ask you in a second as well.
Yeah, if someone were to throw a ball at your face right now, you'd catch it. Why? Because you are prepared for anything. Sundayers are similar to Mondayers, but they're not good at organisation.
That is it.
You love planning your day exactly the way you want it, and you're not too bothered with anyone else. To have your me time and will decline any social plans if you've already carved out time with yourself. Sundays can come across a bit rude, but it's because you know exactly what you want and you know it makes you a better person for it. Yeah, when you do hang out with friends, you give them your full, unwavering attention. Your home is your safe place, and you're passionate about making it reflect your cozy, charming personality.
Without making this sound like a horoscope, because I don't believe in that shit. Yeah. That is me.
That's you.
Because when you are around, I'm not ignorant to anybody. Like,
no, you're not.
But I do like to be. I mean, the best advice I ever heard, and I've said it here before, is someone said, when someone asks you to do something you don't want to do, don't dilly-dally, don't flitter, just go,
no,
I won't be doing that now.
Fair enough.
Do you know, that is me in a nutshell. Yeah. Your safe space is be home. Yeah. I like when I'm doing something, it's go away, which is golfing at the moment. If I'm doing that, everyone just go away. Like, I'm not, I'm doing this thing. Like,
I'm glad now that you've, like on the second go, you figured it out.
Well, that was stupid. You put pressure on me. If I had really thought about it, I am. I would have said Sunday anyway, because I just, it feels like a Sunday evening is the most me ever. A Sunday during the day. Is the most me.
Is most you.
From 11 o'clock until 7. Nicola said to me last Sunday, Mark, she said, I'm not giving out now, Ratton. She said, you have sat down, right? You've watched 3 JA games, Formula One and the Euros, and you have not moved. And I was like, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. What are you?
I'm a Tuesday. And it came to me straight away.
Tuesday head,
Big Tuesday head me. And it's because I think I like Tuesday evenings. Because Tuesday evenings for me is nothing happening.
Yeah.
Normally a Tuesday evening is a...
You do this and then you're gone.
I'll rig the Tuesday. As a Tuesday, you love filling your cup. I do enjoy filling up cups, tea and whatnot. Your aim for a perfect mix of fulfillment from both work and leisure. Oh, I aim for that. You love the feeling of achieving something, whether it be completing a big project at work or making your bed in the morning. If you're a Tuesday, you usually start the morning great and energetic, but experience a big dip in your mood around 2 p.m. I do.
That's, I think you do.
And then I have a little beer for myself and I'm fine. Don't worry though,
that's
you'll
a
get a
slippery
second
slope. Please stop doing this. I didn't know about that about you. Don't do that.
I'm drunk most of the time. I've had an alcohol problem for the last 2 years, Mark. I don't know if you noticed that.
Imagine if we didn't know, like, that you were outrageous.
I'm bananas all the time.
Yeah. Imagine. Like, imagine if that was your way of letting it out there and you casually went over it. If you're like, I usually have 10 or 12 beers.
I'm not like this at all.
And I'm like, hang on a minute, what? Reverse there?
So that was that anyway. I just thought that was interesting. I suppose it's no harm then at this point to just do a little bit on Brendan's bits.
Oh, yes. Brendan's bits. I won't be putting in the jingle, but
come on. That's all right. Brendan sent me 3 bits there recently, and I have to say, I did actually take the time to look at them. But I was so disgusted at the quality of them that I kind of went, ah, now, come here. Really?
Did you address it with him?
This is me addressing with him now.
Okay, he's not here.
First of all, it was an infrared camera on people farting.
Oh! We've talked about that before. That is my favorite. There is nothing in the world funnier than...
than seeing people's farts.
There is a YouTube page, I think, dedicated to this alone. Yeah, and I'd watch it all day. You'll see people sitting at a bus stop. I love the cat. They're just sitting there. And all of a sudden, one of them will get a puff of gas out the back. And you see us.
Oh, God.
I find farts hilarious. Seeing them is twice as funny.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't so bad. Well, let's go to the second piece.
It up, lads. It is so class. It's so class.
Second piece was a gentleman saying that...
The best thing is, like, sometimes I think it levels us all out. There are powerful people in the world with all the money, right?
Yeah.
There are vicious people in the world. There are very calm people in the world. There are people that get bullied. There are people who do the bullying. There are people who are very outspoken and people who are very timid. Okay. The one thing we all share, and I've known there was very beautiful people in the world and there's very ugly people in the world. Doesn't matter. We all come together by the same bodily function. We all fart.
Right.
And I have noticed that in some of these videos that I'm watching too many of them.
That's quite the speech.
If you, did I just get you emotional there?
No.
If you watch it, you could see like the most beautiful woman in the world. And we don't like to believe it, Ray, but I'm here to tell the truth. They fart as well, because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't smelled it, but I've seen this on YouTube videos.
Yeah.
They fart as well.
Okay.
A little puff. And all this stuff comes out the back.
Okay, so fair enough. I'm glad now that you got goodness out of that one.
No.
The second one was about how all modern bands are now titled after things you'll find in the middle aisle in Aldi or Lidl.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the discounted chainsaws.
Yeah. Woodsaw screws. The latest tour from Strawberry Bed Rugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the breast pups. Here we go.
And now, Cordless Drill with their new single. 14 bits.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, the air fryers.
Yeah, okay, so that's quite good too. First that's Lady Brass, 2 out of 3. And then the last one then, you know the whole Taylor Swift thing? This is a disclaimer. Any Swifties may tune out now for fear we might upset
you. Well, I gave her a chance today. As you'll know from this episode, I have been listening to more modern music and stuff. And I listened to a song called Antihero.
Careful
and I'm very
now.
Sorry.
Stop now. I have to say, for your own
it's
safety.
It's awful shite.
Oh, no.
It's awful shite. I'm sorry now. I like Love Story. I think it's a song. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a song.
Yeah.
Antihero is absolute drivel. It's shit. All you Swifties out there, there's something wrong with every one of you. Not to call anyone out now, Anthony.
No, don't call anyone out.
No, I won't.
There was a person that attended a Swiftie concert, right? Mm. And she wore contact lenses. And then she put them up on Depop for sale for $10,000. The used contact lenses. Because she said, these contact lenses witnessed the Eras tour.
Now, it was
a joke.
Oh my God.
It was a joke. It wasn't serious.
I thought that she
had a
genuine.
She had a picture of them in her hand. Like.
Because, like, do you know how much of a money racket? And I get it too, because, like, I support football and it's a money racket.
Everything's a money racket.
Everyone buys football jerseys,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, I think Taylor, and I might be getting this wrong, she was like, we have to do this friendship bracelet thing because we're all friends, just so everyone to buy her fucking merchandise.
Now, you make the friendship bracelet yourself.
But what about the ones that are flashing at the gigs?
That's Coldplay. You've mixed it up.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Do you have to buy them?
No, you don't. You get handed them for free.
Oh, that's better.
And they last for about 3 weeks after, which is great.
Okay, if you get handed them, that's all right.
I'm also going to say as well that I think it is widely known that Taylor Swift Eras Tour did more for British food poverty than the government did in the last couple of years.
How does that make sense?
As in, everywhere she goes, she donates a heap of money.
She
to
donated,
food banks
yeah.
and homeless shelters.
I heard that.
And all sorts of, I mean, a heap of money.
So she donated 25,000 to Dublin's,
yeah.
something in Dublin, some
yeah.
charity in Dublin.
Yeah. yeah.
25,000.
That's big money.
It is for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I, not to shit all over.
No.
But that's the equivalent of me giving a homeless lad €2.
Oh, wow. Okay. But no, it wasn't the 25,000 you're hearing about wasn't isolated, as in it was one of many donations.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But like, so out of the Irish economy, I think she walked away with how many million?
Very little. She left it all behind her. So she walked away with two friendship bases, a hangover, and a bad case of Guinness bottom.
The one thing is, I mean, I'm genuinely playing devil's advocate here because I don't think there should be a limit on how much money. Like, she should be allowed to come here and make a heap of money.
Yeah.
I believe in that. I believe in, I'm not woke now. I believe in a certain amount of capitalism. I think you should be allowed to fucking make money. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there should be a cap on what you should make. I think the people that make most of it are greedy bastards.
Yeah.
But that's why I'll never make money because I'm not a greedy bastard.
No. Yeah.
I've noticed as well. Do you ever notice that rich people are the ones that won't spend
pounds? That's the reason they've got pounds.
That's the reason they have money.
Because they won't spend the pounds.
I'm flat out handing out.
Yeah.
They call me Kenji Give It All.
But you're
looking
at me. Look at me tonight. Now we have a little house party.
Ray, are you trying to tell me something, Brendan?
She grossed a billion on her tour.
She grossed a billion on the whole tour.
Yeah,
So 25 grand here and there.
But it
is the same thing as me walking by a fella in town and giving her €2.
You're not giving
whistle.
Taylor a break this evening, are you?
No, no. She doesn't need us. She's on a break now. It's anyway, man. She's fucking counting pounds. No, come here. You're having a housewarming party tonight.
A
house unwarming. The house has gone cold. I really wanted this to be the bulk of it, but we'll get into it a little bit. This is a huge moment. When I moved to Sligo, ladies and gentlemen, in 2000, and I think it was 11 or something.
Yes.
Or 12, maybe.
Yeah.
The first house I ever walked into was, I won't say the address, because there's some people living there.
Yep.
Does this mean you're going to stop giving out your address actually now that you're actually moving house?
Yes, so I'm on strict instructions that now that we're moving out of the house that I may have previously given the address for, I want it very known now that we won't be living there in 2 weeks.
That is not to say that the people who send us things aren't brilliant people at all.
No.
But I said this to Ray 5 years ago. Ray said, someone wants to send us something. I said, Ray, do not give my address out willy-nilly. So Ray will not be giving his new address out to anybody from here on out.
But we're moving out in 2 weeks.
Ray's moving out in 2 weeks and tonight we're going to cool the house down.
It's 15 years in Chapel Street.
Wow.
I am almost as long living in that house
as
I was in my home.
You just gave away the address
house.
Again.
Yeah, but that's fine. I don't live there anymore.
Yeah, but people do fucking
yeah, what about them?
Anyway, go on.
Sean Riley wake up some morning, big bag of smells.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it's actually. And are you nervous?
I was hesitant about having an owl party to celebrate it.
No,
and
we
it's
should.
Not really a party. It's really a small little gathering, and that's actually the thing I wanted to talk to you about. But yeah, small little gathering this evening. Have a Tuesday because it's only night that suited Sean O'Reilly, and we'll have a gathering this evening. Some drinks will be drank. It's the remainder of the alcohol we have from the wedding, by the way. It's not totally out of date. Well, it is out of date, but I looked it up and apparently the best before date, you can still drink it 3 or 4 months after the best before date.
Yeah, yeah, and you might go blind, but you won't get sick.
It'll be
night.
A good night.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have a good night and all, and you won't be sick, but so you might go blind.
We have like 4 cases to drink and we need to get through it tonight.
Lovely.
Because we're not bringing it with us.
Let's try our best. So you're moving on.
Myself and Laura are leaving the house, yeah.
So are you sure about Laura?
Yes.
You're leaving Sean for Laura. This is the last chance.
This is the training wheels coming off the relationship now.
Yeah.
So what will happen is we'll actually move out and we'll see, does this relationship survive without Sean O'Reilly being an integral part of the relationship?
I would be worried.
Would you be concerned?
Well, I think you're both riding them and you're not telling each other.
If that was the case, it would be awful. It would be awful.
I think you're both secretly riding them.
It would be
them,
an awful, awful thing. Wait, now, are you saying I'm riding them as well?
Yeah.
That's
what I mean.
Oh, okay. That's even more awful. Right.
He's not jumping, you're
not jumping the defence.
You're not jumping, Brendan, though. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's been a great old time. I have to say, it's lovely living in a house that long because you get to know the neighbours and you get to know the crack and you get added to the WhatsApp group 8 years in, the local
Street
spot. Yeah, yeah. Mm. And then it's easier for them to tell you to shut up when you're having a party.
Do you pay contributions for a street community?
No, we don't. No.
Fucking hell,
although,
man.
I've always said that if only we're a little bit more like England, we could have a little street party there, close the street off, put a stage up the end of it, and have all the local musicians play.
That's actually a good idea, because one thing I have noticed about county councils is there's no red tape when you try and do stuff like that. You can just do it.
That's the problem.
No. Yeah.
I used to work in England, this is years and years ago, and I did a gig in Chester, which was on a street, and very like our street, and the... They closed everything off, brought in a big stage, and it was everybody come out, set up tables outside their house.
Savage.
And had the lovely, everybody made sandwiches and cakes. And
brilliant.
And
do you know if you tried to organise that and you were like, we better just let the council know.
Yeah, they tell us no.
It would be 2029 before you got an answer back on that.
Sad.
It'd have to go through every
single... And yet, last night they closed the street because they needed to fix the roundabout at the top of the street.
Ah, different story then, man. The only red tape going up there is the black people going down it.
Exactly.
Disgusting. Disgusting, this county council.
I had a question. We spoke about it briefly earlier about the party tonight.
Yeah.
I thought it was, now maybe this is the country person that I am, I thought because I was inviting a number of people over to a house for a party, that we had to provide some nibbles.
Oh yeah,
and
for sure.
And those nibbles were some sort of a takeaway thing. Yeah. Then Brendan says, I presume we're getting dinner at your house. Himself and Niamh, his lovely wife. That's what you said.
Brendan is shouting there in the background, but I was setting up when you were chatting about that.
He said, I presume we're not cooking dinner now, we're getting it over here, because you said pizza and nibbles.
He said he's bringing the kids over as well, didn't he?
Did he? I didn't hear that bit now. But I wonder, is it socially acceptable? If you're having a party, should you provide, you know, some sort of a food option?
I think it's...
Or is it gone now?
I think that's one thing that might be missing still from certain parts of our society. I'm a big believer in I wonder what you call it, ethics? Etiquette?
Yeah, etiquette, yeah. Social etiquette.
Like if you take my, not to bring it back up again, if you take my golfing, for example,
sure.
There's a big debate now in golf as for the attire, and is it outdated to ask people to adhere to certain rules?
Oh, yeah.
Like you have to wear a polo shirt and slacks.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's weird.
And people are like, I just want to wear a hoodie and my shorts.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And... even though I'm a young gentleman, I'd be kind of going, look, if the club that you're joining is asking you to wear a polo shirt, just wear a fucking polo shirt. Like,
that's true, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if it's very simple, like, to just do that, you know? So I like some of the old-fashioned etiquette ideas, you know, and social norms, perhaps. In fact, I'm watching a guy called Ask Oki now, who does a lot of suit stuff, and he does suit yes and no's.
Oh, he was the same guy, fantastic. Beautiful man.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told me that apparently there's a history behind opening the bottom button of your jacket.
Oh, there is a history behind that, yeah. I don't think that, I think that's a different guy. I know he ran about, but that's not Ask Oki. But there is, you open the bottom button of your waistcoat as well.
Yeah, apparently because the British King put on, at the time, he put on a bit of weight, and he started using the button open.
And everyone was
afraid.
And then
everyone's like, well, we can't not have it like the king.
Yeah.
And now I am standing at my friend Shawnee and Lorraine's wedding, and I'm accosted by my brother-in-law, who comes over and opens my bottom button.
You have to open the bottom
button. And says,
button.
You look stupid. And I'm going, what?
He was not about to button there now, but no. He did open your button though.
But apparently, if you don't have it open, you look stupid.
Yeah, you're supposed to open the bottom button of your waistcoat, yeah. And also with your jacket as well, you would...
The bottom button.
Double-breasted and single-breasted.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah.
double-breasted myself now. But if you would open the bottom button, yeah, on this. Yeah.
So back to certain food stuff anyway.
Like that, I like that idea. And it's the same thing. I think it's kind of dead now, the house party. When I started going to house parties in college, obviously, you just bring drink and that's it.
And there was no food.
Yeah.
But as you got on then...
I think as you get on...
When you did parties in your house, did you not put a bit of food out?
Yeah, I think there's a social standard you should upkeep.
Did you do
My mother would not have had people over to the house for any kind of a party, 18, 21st. She would have a caterer in.
Oh, no, that's different. If it's a birthday...
No, of course. I know
they're giving
saying.
You money in cards. I doubt if
No, there's nothing to do with the money in cards.
Yeah, no, the money in the cards pay for the food.
It has nothing to do with money.
It has.
If my mother, I guarantee you this, she's a wild woman, weird at the best of times, but the one thing that she would stick to is she would feed everyone in the house. Yeah. She wouldn't do it personally.
No.
But
are you, when you arrive this evening yourself in Nickel and Alley, are you bringing a little card for us to say, sorry, you're leaving, and with like 20 euros on it towards the chips?
Sure.
Yeah?
Can we go, can I get out of here soon?
Because that would then, you know, it would offset the cost of the chips. You know?
So I have to pay for it now?
No, you don't. No, it'd just be.
If that's the case, I would have just had dinner at home. Really. I thought we were getting free food.
So yeah, okay, you've made things kind of clear there.
We have to pay for it. Yeah, but it's not. That's the problem.
Let's not fall out over.
No,
this
we will because you're missing the point of it. At the point of it, money is just everything, isn't it? Like, is it money just everything to everyone now? Like. The idea is supposed to be that we casually walk over and don't worry. We just go in and go, would you like some of this? I would actually.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm not going, oh, we better make sure. Like, I'm not waiting for you to be like John and Mary handing over the Easter eggs and Father Ted going, I think it came to £18 there, Kendi, actually, for the whole... Like, that's not what these social things are about.
I agree. Because I when I grew up and I used to go over to the McHale's house, the McHales would, at some point, one of the daughters of the McHales...
Now, they had big money now with the farming equipment, McHale Fusion.
They'd leave the room and a salad would be created for multiple people.
No.
And that salad would be wheeled in then and you'd be shocked.
Yeah, on a Japanese naked woman's body. They were big into that back then, weren't they?
That's a weird segue there. But
that's what they used to do, the McHales, didn't they? Do you know what you'd be eating off like the...
No.
The, you know they do that with the sushi?
No, I don't
They were big into that in Clala as well. No, anyway, they were. Stop
but,
buying.
Yeah, but when you go to a party, there's a load of food there.
Yeah.
That's that.
There has to be. And no one says, oh, geez, I better give money.
Yeah.
And maybe they do. Maybe they go, I got you this.
Yeah.
Maybe they bring a gift. Maybe they bring a gift. I got you a bottle of wine you'll never drink.
That'd
and then
be nice.
At the next housewarming down party, we'll have to drink that as well because it'll be gone out of this.
Exactly.
It's all part. There's no social etiquette left in this place at all. This godforsaken HSC County Council riddle bastard country.
I have two things left.
Come on.
First of all, speaking of Nicola, I believe there's a challenge set for you this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
I can't tell you, but I now know what it is, which is tremendous.
Is this this thing that she was telling me about Thursday?
You're doing it on Thursday. Yeah. Can't tell the listeners, but you might see
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what? Do you have any idea what it might be?
Nicholas said to me, just be in the house Thursday evening.
Oh, God, yeah.
And do you know what the worst part of that is?
What?
I want to golf Thursday.
Did you want to golf Thursday?
Isn't it so annoying?
Do you wear the fancy golf clothes?
Yeah.
Good lad.
No, because... And they don't mind as much in Strand Hill.
Yeah.
But like if they're saying, well, look, when you're golfing, you should really wear a polo. I'm like, okay, I'll just wear a polo then.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that big a deal. I'll wear one.
Did you ever hear that there was a councilwoman up the north that had an interview on the radio? I was only brought to my attention there recently. And she was talking about the prevalence of tricolours on Paddy's Day and how wrong it is. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, okay? So I think it's 54 seconds long, so you'll hear this now and see what you think.
You know, St. Patrick's Day brings along with it naked sectarianism. We see hordes of marauding youths running around Belfast city centre draped in tricolours. And at the end of the day, the tricolour has nothing to do with St. Patrick. St. Patrick himself was a former Protestant. You know,
he lived before the Reformation.
Yes.
He couldn't have been a Protestant.
Well, he was certainly a Christian.
He lived 1,000 years before Protestants existed, Ruth.
Yes, he may have, but he was a Christian man in his beliefs, so he was.
Who followed the Pope, yeah.
Well, back in those days, we were living in very different...
Indeed, yeah, I'm just challenging historically the idea that he was a Protestant.
Yes, I see where you're coming from. Certainly, I see him as having been a former Protestant.
St. Patrick, the Protestant. Sorry, the former Protestant.
I don't even know what to say.
That's, I looked it up and I think it's a good few years. I guess 2016 that happened. So we're late to the party there. We're just covering the stuff that happened before we started the podcast.
What was she?
She was a council lady up until she was a councillor.
She...
Yeah.
She, but they got to give her something to do.
But it's great now that, 8 years later, we're still talking about it.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have copped that, like, 1,000 years late thing.
Yeah, Protestantism has only happened in, like, the Middle Ages, like.
Yeah. So I wouldn't really, well, I wouldn't have thought of that straight away. First thing I thought was, like, what does the Irish flag have to do with being Catholic?
Well, now, in fairness, when you think about St. Patrick's Day, the Irish flag is a big part of it.
Yeah, well, he's the patron saint of Ireland, what it has to do. That's why they're draped in it.
Yes, that's right.
So that's what it has to do with St. Patrick.
He doesn't like that, because St. Patrick was a former Protestant and he wouldn't approve.
Why don't you fuck? No, I mean, no, I wouldn't even be inclined to say, why don't you go back to your own... You know, like, it's, you know, there's unionists and loyalists, obviously, who live up in the north, and that's
She'd be
okay
one
too.
Of them.
For sure.
For absolutely sure.
But this is where sectarian problems come from, is they all start shouting at each other about shit, like... Yeah. Like, that is absolute drivel.
I enjoyed that. Something fierce.
That is some crack.
Credit to Alan. I'm almost done for sending that into the podcast page.
What a great way. Ray, do you want to go eat pizza at your house?
Is it time to eat pizza at my
house? Yeah, I have to get a carrot. Fuck.
Do you?
Yeah. I better go.
And you have to go to the ATM and say as well.
Jeez, I have to go to the ATM.
It's a small amount, obviously. Like, I mean, I didn't spend much on the pizzas.
Come here. To wrap it up, Ray, though, I have to say, it genuinely is going to be weird.
It is going to be a strange one because, like I said, I've nearly as many memories in that house as I do in my home house.
Yeah.
And that's odd.
But always remember, Sean will be there if you want to
Sean, I can
call him
back. Back to it, yeah. And if anyone wants to send a podcast or anything, Sean will
send
be there.
Send it to Sean.
Yeah, Sean will be there.
You won't be getting either of our addresses.
Yeah, and you probably won't. Your DPD drivers won't get answered either that early in the morning. I don't know what Sean's going to do for his deliveries.
But what's he going to do for his life?
Luke will be there.
You brought in, like...
I have literally replaced myself.
God forgive me, you got Sean a carer. Like.
A minder. Yeah, but Luke will be up and he'll get the deliveries. That's what'll happen.
Christ,
fine.
Thank God you have that wrapped up. Ray's getting his affairs in order. Like,
I am.
What are you going to do if God forbid something ever? Like, are you writing him into your will?
Have you heard
like?
Of death cleaning?
What's that?
Death cleaning is where you basically go through your stuff from the perspective of if I died in the morning.
Yeah.
Where would this go?
Yeah.
Would it go in the bin or would I give it to someone? And you actually go through with it.
Yeah.
So you end up with feck all left.
Good idea. I half did that.
It literally
this year.
Puts your affairs in order.
Yeah.
So that if you did die in the morning, there's very little left to disperse.
No, I have half done that. The only thing I haven't done it is like certain amounts of clothes.
Okay.
But I got rid of heaps of guitars, loads of shit that I don't need.
It's a great idea.
Great idea.
And I have the perfect opportunity now over the next 2 weeks to do a bit of death cleaning.
Lovely.
But I don't know, can I bring myself to do it?
No, we're doing this, Ray.
No.
You have a love for what you call them?
Inanimate objects.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that.
Why?
Because eventually down the line, you can't be doing that anymore. Oh. I would have been the same as you. I would have been the fella who said to Nicola, but sure, I can't throw that out. I know I haven't used it in 10 years, but it's...
I'll give you a good example.
We need to get rid of it.
I have a Carlsberg. Carlsberg is a make of music equipment.
Yeah.
Monitor, which is basically a big speaker that used to be used in a pub in town.
And it's a waste of time. It's broke, isn't it?
It's not broke. It's still just about working.
Yeah.
It sounds cat.
When was the last time you used this?
When I pulled it out of the garage there about 2 weeks ago, I switched it on, put music through it, and it still works. But I would like to say, if anyone would like to take this Carlsberg monitor off me, if you're maybe a young budding musician.
No, throw it in the bin.
No, I can't, because it works. How could I throw something in the bin that works?
Right.
It's not time yet.
I'm
saying maybe there's some young lad out there that plays a bit of guitar and sings, and I am literally going to give you an amplifier to hear yourself.
I want
more.
You to hand it into a pawn shop. Oh, that's God. What I wanted to do.
Why would the pawn shop wouldn't take it? Shit.
Why are you giving it to a young lad?
Because a young lad knock, or even, do you know something? If there was a garage somewhere and they wanted the music on, or they wanted to put the radio on loud, you could put this up on a beam and tie it with an old cable tie, and you could put the radio through it. I'll wire it up and everything for you, and then you'll have a little sound system in the shed.
I drew
a farmer would need this.
Do you want to hear how bad I am, Ray? It's going to piss you off.
Go on.
I drew a perfectly good, never played at a gig, Tanglewood guitar into the dump.
Why?
I couldn't have been arsed.
But why didn't you just give it to me?
Because I
know what the one.
I didn't want the hassle.
Did someone not give that to you as a present?
No, I won it in a.
And you threw it into the dump.
No, it was shite. Like, it's the worst guitar I've ever played in my whole life.
It's not. A child would have got use out of it.
Yeah,
a garage summer would have got used to it with the garage.
Will you stop telling? The boys are getting that and done. Is that why my car's not getting fixed? The boys are playing guitar through cars for speakers.
Garages are so worthy causes for any old shit you have around
now. I mean, before everyone jumps down my throat.
I'm already there.
What happened was, I fill the car up every so often and bring it to the charity shop. I bring everything in the house to the charity shop and they decide what they will and won't take.
Do they not want to take
it? For some reason, they wouldn't take the guitar. For some reason, they wouldn't take us.
Right.
They took badminton rackets that me and Sean were supposed to use during the pandemic. They took everything.
I had badminton rackets too.
I think everyone during the pandemic had a badminton racket. They wouldn't take the guitar. So I was just like, I'm not bringing this home again. It's going straight to the dump.
Yeah, right.
And into the dump, brand new guitar.
Yeah. I'm sad about
that. Does that hurt?
Yeah, it hurts. And it even more reinforces the fact that if anyone would like this Carlsberg monitor, it's 150 watts and it's brilliant.
Oh, I mean, you're just inviting people. Like, where are they going to meet you? Your new address is this? Do you want to give out your address
there?
No,
they're going to meet me at the place where I store it.
It's like fucking place. Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I have a little place.
Listen, thanks to Brendan flicking the keys clean off himself.
The live show.
The live show is on the 8th of August.
Have we many tickets left? A few?
They're going fast, lads. The tickets are still available on Ticketmaster.ie if you search for the Kenny Ribb Podcast. 8 o'clock in the Gar Vogue.
Carl Spain.
On the 8th of August, Carl Spain is our special guest. You can watch this video on patreon.com/KennyRibbPodcast.
Thank you to all the Patreon subscribers.
And let's go eat pizza and enjoy our last night in Chapel Street, Ray.
That's right.
Fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks to Brendan as well.
Fair play to Brendan too.
The Kenny and Ribb Podcast. Sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Gigaravo.